I can remember one story of a woman who came to me one time and told me how miserable she was, that she was married to a drunk. And I said, well, what's wrong? And she said, well, he slurs his words and he repeats himself and he smells bad and it's just awful to be around him. And I said, let's see if I understand. Let's see who's crazy in this little scenario you've just described. Now, you said you've married to a drunk. And the drunk slurs his words and he repeats himself and he smells bad and he sounds foolish. I said, that's every drunk I've ever known does exactly that. We got a drunk who's acting and doing everything that you would expect a drunk to do. Now we got you. And you're married to someone that you call a drunk and you're expecting him to be sober. You know? Now who's crazy? The drunk who's doing what he's supposed to? Or you who's expecting someone who is what you've defined him to be something different than what they are? He is what he is. And why would you want to entertain, why would you want to keep thoughts in your mind that are making you miserable, which is going to expand misery for you in your life, by just having those thoughts there? Why not change around those thoughts and tell yourself that you're, like, if you argue for your misery, then the only thing you're going to get is your misery. You have to get that, and you're arguing for it all the time. You're going around talking about how miserable you are. So you want to get real careful about that.